Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, and up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Music to get this show started in the first episode of 2012. I must apologize from the get-go. My voice is a bit, well, it's not in its A game today as I am a little sick, but hopefully this Nickelback beat will help me to last towards the rest of the hour show that we have lined up for you today. And let me just say that this year, 2012, we promise to bring you an A-list of guests. In fact, we're working on a commercial which will soon be posted on YouTube and Facebook. And trust me when I tell you this, when you take a look at this commercial, you're going to look at it, or you're going to listen to this program in a whole different way, because our great editor, David Alvarez, which you can find him on Facebook, actually, David Alvarez. And I know there's a ton of them, but he's holding a dog with his girlfriend, so you can't miss him. He does a phenomenal job with editing. And just get ready to witness an incredible commercial. If you've seen hip-hop videos, rock videos, think about it that way. That's what you're going to get. It's about a 30-second long commercial. Just get ready for 2012 as the Roman Show will bring you the most entertaining and informative programming on the internet. And with that being said, I would like to welcome all of you to the first edition of the Roman Show in the year 2012, this being January 3rd. If you want to call in, the number to call is 714-868-0222. If you want to tweet us, head on over to Twitter, find the account at RomanDH. Tweet us right now as we speak, as we are very interactive. We'll read your comments, we'll read your questions live on the air. And guys, tonight, make sure you listen to the entire show, because we have information on how to win a pair of tickets to NWA Ring Warriors, which will be taking place later this month in January in Fort Lauderdale. And that they're going to feature the Headbangers and Badass Billy Gunn. So make sure you keep it tuned right here. Later on, we'll be unveiling details on how to win a pair of tickets to NWA Ring Warriors later this month. But with that said, I'd like to welcome none other than my co-host, the man they call the most hated co-host on internet radio, Stephen Cage.
You know, I've told you time and time again, when you're going to introduce the star of the show, make sure your audio is correct. My name is Stephen. All of you fans absolutely suck. Just like your mother did with me last night, Cage. That is how you introduce me, Mr. Roman.
Oh, You know, you're a heel, right? That's what you call yourself. You're a heel.
I'm Jericho, the ultimate radio heel.
Chris Jericho walked inside the arena last night on Monday Night Raw and left Twitter and Facebook and the internet itself abuzz. Everyone was wondering. People were criticizing the way he came out. Some were upset because he didn't even say now one word. Why don't you be a heel like Chris Jericho and just stay shut for an hour? You want to get
over it? The thing about it is that I don't care if I go over with these fans or not. You're the one who pays my paychecks, so of course I'm going to talk. And on top of that, if I didn't talk, the show wouldn't be as entertaining.
Oh, boy. All right. I already see the ratings dipping down the drain. All the like buttons are going to be unliked by the end of this program. Well, guys, we got a great show for you today as we have Kissy Dyer all the way from Texas calling us in. She wrestled for SWWA and Texoma Promotions out there in Texas. And she is a female wrestler. And we're going to get the whole perspective on female wrestling and how it is to come up big in pro wrestling and indie scene as a professional wrestler, as a female. And we're also going to have a Miami wrestler, Vega, who is a former ICW heavyweight champion, who actually found us on Facebook and wanted, or I would even go as far as saying Cage, demanded to be on the Roman show as he hashtagged us there with douchebag.
Well, let's get something straight here. He called you a douchebag. I have been telling you plenty of times before. I even recall myself telling you at the WrestleMania pre-party that this is a man that we should have on the show. He is a golden star. And let me tell you, you are the douchebag, Mr. Roman.
Well, let's see how much ratings he brings me, and let's see who the douchebag is at the end of the program. How about that, Cage?
Well, I know for a fact that I'm no douchebag.
Well, you know, with that being said, I think it's time that both you and me be quiet, because we're going to speak a lot of pro wrestling today. And today we debut a segment by our friend Johnny Knockout as he take his opinion on the world of pro wrestling. And I am just dying till the minute he comes to Miami, Florida, to shut your mouth. I really am. I'm counting down the minutes. And when that happens, you can bet your money I'll be recording that thing and putting it on YouTube so the world could see the humility of Stephen Cage.
Well, you know what? I'm putting this challenge out there because I know we did a Ustream video the other day, which I made look good, by the way. I say if Johnny Knockout ever arrives to Miami, Florida, I say we give the fans what they want. On Ustream, Johnny Knockout versus Stephen Cage in the squared circle. How about that one?
Ooh, okay. I'll take that. With that being said, let's go to the
news of the day.
All right, so everyone has been wondering about Broadus Clay. Where is Broadus Clay? They keep mentioning Broadus Clay next week on Raw, Broadus Clay next week on Raw. Well, this is the current status. WWE is apparently holding off on his debut until the Royal Rumble. The WWE website attempted to interview Chris Jericho backstage last night, but didn't get much out of him. In fact, he was actually asked if he was going to be participating in the Royal Rumble, but nothing was said by Y2J. Chris Jericho now will be working for the World Wrestling Entertainment full-time, as he will be on the road. In fact, he will be part of several house shows coming up. Now, there's a huge rumor online going on that a former WWE champion might be returning, and that man is Rob Van Dam. This is the Power Slam confirmed in their latest issue that RVD is seriously considering returning to the organization once his contract with TNA Wrestling expires. Van Dam, who turned 41 years old last month, performed for WWE from 2001 to 2007. Should RVD return to WWE, he would join a select group of former WWE World Champions, such as in the likes as Booker T, Kevin Nash, and Mick Foley, who joined TNA and ultimately returned to the Stanford-based organization. So there is talk that The Rock will be returning back to WWE TV. He will make a TV appearance soon, within the next few weeks. This will definitely spark up the feud between him and John Cena. Also being said that Shawn Michaels spoke about his contract status with the WWE, and he stated that it's the only company he will work for, so you won't be seeing him wrestling anywhere else. He does not have a Legends contract, nor a wrestling contract. According to him, it's just something special that they gave him. That is the latest news happening in the wrestling world. And again, we want to welcome all of you guys to the Roman Show as we get started 2012. Big shout out there to some of our listeners. Lorraine Knockout, Tony Mejia listening tonight, and several folks all over the country. In fact, even the world. And let's take a quick phone call here, Cage. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Caller, you're
Hello?
On the air. Yeah, caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. You have something to say? See, Cage, you scare off our listeners, Cage.
Either they're... I don't scare off nobody. They're just scared to talk to me.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, sir. This is for Steven on Cage. Dude, get the hell out of the freaking Roman Show. You freaking suck, man. And the douchebag is you, man. Get the hell off the air, man. What the hell are you doing there, man? You freaking...
Thank you, sir. Whoa. An outspoken fan out there, Cage. You heard it from the...
Hey. Hey, by all means, man. The reason why he screams is because his mama can't even hear him. Well, his mama can hear me quite well. That's all I got to say about his voice.
Oh, Lord, Cage, man. You're just a heated person. Heated individual on the Roman Show, sir.
Well, hey, you know, a good shout-out to one of your friends as well. What's his name, Juan, or what you call him, Vito? Or whatever you call him. Man, that man makes ugly men look pretty, okay? So that boy, I had a conversation with him. Not only is he ugly, but he's stupid too. That's the worst combination you could actually have in the United States. But then again, 90% of the United States are like that in the first place.
Okay, you need to work on your jokes, man. I'm going to have to buy you like your mama's joke or something like that. You need to come with some catchy jokes.
I don't need to mention no jokes. I mention facts. I don't need jokes. I mentioned facts.
Whatever, man. Hey, guys, you want to call in and bash Stephen Cage? 714-868-0222 is the number. 714-868-0222 is the number, as Cage claims to be the co-hostess with the mostest. And he says he's the star of the show. Do you have something to say about that? We would love to hear your opinion here on the Roman Show. Let's see how many folks call in here and bash you or send us some tweets via Twitter, Cage.
I am the most loved and adored host in the history of radio. Last week, I issued a challenge to that radio station that was in our chat room. Did they come up to us at all? No. That is why I'm telling you, everything I do, everything I say, from the bastards all the way, yes, I'm talking about Jesse Neal here, from the bastards all the way to that little radio station, no one has the guts to step up to the plate and face me face to face or even on the phone.
I'm just waiting for someone to knock your teeth out, man. All right, let's give a call here to Jesse Dyer all the way in Texas. Speak about the female wrestling world over there in Texas and in general as well. So behave, Cage, and act polite, as we have a lady on the line.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Hello.
Hello, Kissy Dyer. How are you, ma'am?
I'm great, y'all.
Great. Welcome to the Roman Show. I'd like to welcome out here Rodolfo Roman, the host, along with my co-host, Stephen Cage. Kissy, welcome to the show. And tell me about the fact, how'd you get involved with pro wrestling? What inspired you? How's the story go?
Well, thank y'all for having me. The story, me and a bunch of other crazy friends thought that we were going to become wrestlers, and I kind of pretty much just really got into it and just succeeded into it. And ever since then, I've been just kicking it with Kizzy, so.
And Kizzy, tell me about as far as the locker room ambience there, as you being a female. How do the guys treat the ladies out there? Tell me about the whole story about that.
Sorry, just a second. Will you repeat the question?
Sure. Tell me about as far as the relationship you have with the guys in the locker room being a female wrestler and along with all the ladies who participate in pro wrestling. Tell me about how that relationship works out.
Well, we are lady wrestlers. So, really, we have just a friendship relationship. I mean, we kick butt just like they do, and we get the same respect as they do. So,
and
what's really different.
What school did you train out of over there? Did you train in Texas?
Yes, sir. I trained in Texas. I actually trained in the Cody Knott training, which is a local, kind of a local area for me. But I'm pursuing my training with another lady wrestler, which her name is Athena. And she trains over there in Arlington, which I know y'all have no idea where that is, but it's in Texas, of course.
Hey, do you have a question for Kizzy Dyer?
Okay.
Well, Mrs. Dyer, basically, thank you very much for coming on the show and being basically a role model for all females who want to be a wrestler as well. But let me ask you something. Of course, everyone, guy, girl, small person, big person, they all have goals when they enter the wrestling business, obviously. What are your goals now that you're into the wrestling business, now that you started or maybe halfway through? What are your goals? Are you looking to get into the E? Are you looking to get into TNA? Who is your dream opponent? What are those?
Oh, well, definitely. I mean, I'm just like every other female wrestler. My ultimate goal is to be in the WWE and in TNA. And for right now, because I'm still a newbie, just to be out and about and be seen and heard of. My ultimate wrestler, female wrestler, I would say would be Beth Phoenix, because she's been in WWE for a long time, and I like her gimmick. I like how she is. She doesn't let anybody bully her around. And that's who I ultimately want to be. Maybe not so much muscular, but I still want to be. That's the ultimate.
Yeah, personally, too much muscle. I've never been a fan of too much muscle on a female,
mm-hmm.
that, at least in my opinion. But, yeah, I agree with you. Beth Phoenix is one of those females that anyone would like to wrestle. Personally, maybe you would agree with me on this, but personally, one of my dream matches that I would love to see in WWE is Beth Phoenix versus Karma, a.k.a. Awesome Kong.
Oh, definitely. I think that would be great. They both have that persona. They're both stern in their ways, and I think they would make a great match, definitely.
And Mrs. Dyer, now that you're into the business, maybe we got any future women wrestlers here listening to our show. What would be your best advice for these females who are looking to maybe go forward into the profession? What are you maybe looking to do? Or what kind of advice can you give them to reach your goals?
The best advice is just keep on going for it. Wrestling, you hear it all the time. Every wrestler you'll ever talk to will hear from kids, from adults, that wrestling's fake. But when you get into the ring, that's a whole different thing. I mean, the pain's worth it, and then they're not. And the hard work that it takes, being respectful and paying your dues, like setting up the ring and all that sort of stuff, it's just keep on going for it, because it's going to be worth it at the end of the night when you know that you made a little girl or a little boy's dream of seeing wrestling.
And Casey, what can you tell us about the current status in professional wrestling right now? Since the WWE right now, they tend to be focusing more on the diva, I guess you want to call it gimmick, instead focusing on the wrestling, you know, the technique. And I remember girls like Medusa, girls like Mae Young. You know, these girls were technical. I can't remember the last time I saw a diva in the WWE, or I'll let TNA slide, because TNA, I think they do a great job with the knockouts, but I haven't seen moves such as grabbing hair and spinning them around with the hair, a very traditional move in women's wrestling. So what do you think is their current status, and what do you think that the female wrestlers need to do in order for them to get more exposure, instead of just thinking of, you know, these beautiful women wearing bikinis and at the top?
Yeah, well, I mean, I totally understand what you're getting at. Now, because where I'm from, there's practically no girl wrestlers. I mean, just about two or three months ago, I actually had my first match with a female. I was trained by men, or male wrestlers. But I just think that, that one's a hard one. I don't know. I've seen, you said, what was it, Sue Young or Mae Young?
Uh-huh.
I never really noticed her totally pulling hair and stuff, but maybe I've seen her in maybe her earlier matches, so.
Medusa, Medusa's one of them. They were known for the, even Sensational Sherry, known for Luna Vachon.
Yeah.
These are women who were phenomenal female wrestlers and paved the way for like guys like girls like yourself and the divas currently right now. Do you think that the WWE is doing a good form of promoting diva wrestling at this point?
I mean, that's controversial. I mean, that's a yes and a no. I think wrestling, when you're dealing with when you're dealing with performances and with TV, looks have a lot to do with everything. But when you're dealing with wrestling, it's so hard because the girls don't obviously have to just look pretty, but they also have to be tough. They also have to be able to get down and just go for it. So WWE and them, I think they're doing pretty good. I know that you're seeing a lot with the hair pulling and all, but a lot of times with that, I mean, that's the fastest way to get the girl down is just grabbing her by the hair. So I don't cheat. I'm not a cheater.
And lastly, you said that over there in Texas it's hard to find female wrestlers. So how hard is it for females to break in to independent wrestling instead of, they used to have the Divas Church and search on the WWE, but how difficult is it for you to get booked on a program?
It's very difficult because in Texas, there's not that many wrestlers, but then they're real worried about the wrestlers that do come in. I mean, we have to be trained. We have a specific training that we're supposed to do before we get into wrestling. And some girls, you know, it's kind of hard because Texas is a big state. So we have to make sure that we go the whole full circuit and get our name spread out, spread around, and it's a lot of word of mouth, definitely with wrestling. So you wrestle a girl, and she talks to you about it to another promoter, and then he gets interested in you, and it's really kind of a circuit, definitely. So it's very hard to get into wrestling, but it's well worth it.
Absolutely. Well, where can fans find you, Kissy, on Twitter and Facebook to keep up with you as far as your upcoming match?
Well, definitely. My Facebook is Shusha, which is XUXA, Kissy, KISSEY, and Dyer, DYER. The Twitter is the same thing. It's actually on my Facebook. I'll be in the next, we have a Sherman show, which I think is Texoma Pride Wrestling. I'm hopefully going to NWA, which is in Houston. And then and I'm very regular at SWWA, which they haven't had a official location yet, but it's around the Waxahachie area. So definitely, y'all should come by and see me and kick it with Kissy.
All right, Kissy. Well, thank you so very much, and maybe we might see you here during the WrestleMania weekend, perhaps.
Definitely. Oh, heck yeah. I'm ready.
Well, Kissy, thank you so very much, and we hope to have you here soon on the Roman Show again, and good luck with your future career, ma'am, in pro wrestling.
Well, thank y'all for having me, and I hope y'all see y'all.
Wonderful.
Hey.
Thank you so very much. Alrighty.
Okay.
Have a great year.
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, Cade, with that being said, my man, it's good stuff that you stayed quiet for this one. You know, Cade, you didn't speak too much.
Well, basically, I didn't have too much to say because I really haven't ever been too much into the female wrestling, so to speak.
I understand you're not too much into females. Hey, let's take this phone call real quick. Well, what do you have to say?
No, I just wanted to say, because look, you always say that there's no love for me. Look, I see here in our chat room that there's a girl here named Luna Girl 13 saying, hello, Mr. Cage. Well, hello, Luna Girl. You know, I send you my love. And, of course, you see, some people have love for the Cage Man. Some people want to come into the cage with me. It is not my problem.
Oh, please. Let's take this quick phone call, Cage. Carla, you're on there on the Roman Show. You have a question, suggestion, or opinion on tonight's show? Hello? Hello, you're on the air, caller? All right, no, well, didn't hear that from a caller. We have one more caller here. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I just want to say that, I'm sorry, I'm here calling from Wyoming, and I just want to say that, when the hell are you going to take out that stupid douchebag named Cage on Cage?
Man, Cage, you go again. They just don't like you, man. Only because you had one comment on the chat room just doesn't count for you, my man.
Is that the same guy who keeps on calling in here? Because
I just have this number there. Caller, you're on the air. Hopefully he'll take it. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. May I have your name first? Caller? All right, and now, again, we got to give a big shout-out there to all the folks on the chat room chatting away. We got there Luna Girl Luna Girl. Luna Girl is kissing your butt there, Cage.
It's not kissing butt. It's realizing talent. You don't know the talent you have in me, Mr. Roman. I am the star, not Johnny. I see this rainy girl in Tennessee now saying things about, I can't wait for Johnny. You know what? Johnny has that last name Knockout. Well, you know what? I'm going to give your boy a knockout later tonight. I'm going to put him to the test. He doesn't deserve my spot as far as my segment that he stole from me. So, Rainy, you could wait as long as you want for Johnny. But Luna Girl, hey, by all means, I send you my love, girl.
Hey, Cage, let's quickly, briefly speak about Monday Night Raw, what happened last night. So, they had this cryptid videos running for a couple of weeks. People went on Twitter, and they saw the video online. I think it was a great strategy as far as the WWE, as they want to be more interactive with the fans. Especially on their website now, you can see where they have the most, the coolest and the dumbest tweets during Monday Night Raw. So they're definitely reaching out to the folks out there. But last night, we finally found out who the mysterious person was. And to people like you and me, Cage, we already knew that it was either going to be Undertaker, Chris Jericho. It was not going to be Brock Lesnar, even though he retired on Saturday. We knew that for a fact. Some people were saying it was going to be Brock Lesnar and Sable. I think that's a long shot for both of them to return at the same time. So we got to see Chris Jericho return. And people were excited. But for the first time, a wrestler returned to the ring and said absolutely nothing. And Chris Jericho is a very outspoken professional wrestler. But all he did was scream and walked around. He shook hands. He grabbed the camera. And that is it. halfway through his return, people started booing. So what can we expect of Chris Jericho? Could we expect that he is going to be a heel? Could it be that he's just trying to tease us? What is your opinion on this, Cage?
Well, in my case, I think that was plain and simple genius. But, of course, I wasn't a fan of it. You know, you could see it both in a professional way, where it was genius, but you could also look at it as a fan and say, it just wasted my time. It wasted weeks of us as fans' time of saying, the end is near, the end is coming, oh my God, this is coming. Oh, my God, the static on the TV. Oh, my God, look at the static on Twitter. But then all of a sudden, out comes Jericho, screaming around saying, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And then just to leave after weeks of wasting time. Now, when you look at it in a professional view, then it's genius because they did their job. They got the fans into it, and on top of that, they got the reaction, they got us talking, and that's the point. As long as they did the job, they will be fine.
And they aired Chris Jericho's return during the halftime of the college football game that was airing. So they definitely they enjoyed the ratings there for that time. We're still waiting on the numbers. But Chris Jericho's return, personally, I think that he's going to be taking on CM Punk in WrestleMania, as we can surely expect that Chris Jericho will be part of the Royal Rumble. Now, in that message, there is a little boy mentioning she. Now, we don't know who she is. We don't know if it's going to be perhaps a Stephanie McMahon, or could it be just someone else? There's just so many questions for this Chris Jericho return. A lot of us are still puzzled as far as what happened last night. And it's just going to take time. All we can say is that Chris Jericho has been training with Lance Storm. And he will be wrestling in shows all over the United States to get himself ready. But let me tell you, he's in great shape, Cage.
Well, basically, the female, of who the female is behind Jericho, this is the first time they ever played this kind of role with Jericho. So I will be kind of interested to see where they're heading with this.
Yeah. No, but the guy looked great. You know, I saw a video of him doing yoga, or what is it, the DDP yoga? You know,
yes.
DDP, the big yoga guy? Yeah, he was doing the DDP yoga. And he was just chatting and talking about Eddie Guerrero. I don't know if you got to see that great interview there by DDP. But the guy looks great. He looks great in shape. Who's to see? I'm really hoping that he does wrestle CM Punk in WrestleMania. I think it'll be great.
Well, yeah. He'll probably be the show stealer of the night.
And you got to love the fireball by Kane and John Cena. I just thought that was genius. I know you said you weren't all too happy about it, but I personally love that. And just a shot of Zack Ryder and Cena looking at the flame. I thought that was genius the way they did it. One more note on the Chris Jericho thing. The way that Chris Jericho returned and it seemed on television, you got to love it, how the screen was shaking. I have never seen that in a past Raw show. I thought that was great. With that being said, we're going to move on to our next guest, and we'll talk some more Monday Night Raw. With Johnny Knockout and our fans. 714-868-0222 is the number to call in, guys. Cage, stop telling people to...
Hello.
Stop typing away there and telling people to go on the chat room and support you, Cage. I know I'm hearing you typing the keys.
First off, don't mind about my typing. Pay attention to the Golden Star that just picked up the line, and how dare you talk over him. Let me do his introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the man that should be your ICW heavyweight champion today. He is the undefeated Golden Star of the stable K5. He's no longer Mr. He is just plain Vega. Welcome,
That's
Vega.
Right.
Thank you, thank you. And not just playing, I'm at. I'm at just a fine and well-deserved champion, which I still should have my title, by the way.
I agree. I agree. You should still be wearing that title. That was
outrageous. That title was stolen from me. It was stolen from me from Jay Biggs. Everybody knows it. I'm sure the fans know it. So, you know, it's okay.
Agreed.
I'll rage back. Mark my word, 2012 just started, and I believe it's just the beginning of my career. And I will be the top guy in ICW. That's just the fact, you know?
I agree.
Well, Vega,
I agree.
Vega, we booked you here in the program because you went on Facebook and said that you demanded, or not really demanded, but you wanted to be on the program, and you hashtagged us with douchebag. Now, what's
that's
up with
right.
that, man? What's up
that's
with
right.
that?
Wait, is this Roman?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay.
It's the whole
Yeah, Roman, listen, you were the one that I wanted to direct that comment to, because that's right. You
Thank
wanted
you.
you called Michael Mannix to come to your show to talk to this show. You also called Jay Biggs. You didn't call me. Mind you, I'm going to remind you, because I know I spoke to your producers before I even got to this show, and they told me that Roman knew nothing of Vega. I mean, Roman, I you know what? I am not going to take any offense to it. But you know, Roman, I'm gonna give you something that you didn't know about me as well. I know when you were Richard Hart.
Hey,
you remember that?
Listen.
You remember that, Richard?
If you're not on Wikipedia, there's a reason for that. Richard Hart has a Wikipedia and on YouTube.
Richard, slow your roll. Look.
You wanna hashtag us?
The difference between you and I is that I was at least a former ICW champion. So you know what, Rich? It's okay. At least now you will know about me, or at least now you know about me. So Roman, I demanded to be on your show because you let Michael Mannix be on your show and Jay Biggs, the two responsible people for stealing my title. First of all, I beat Michael Mannix fair and square, I might add, for the title. And I became ICW champion, and then Jay Biggs comes and steals the title away from me. I mean, you know, I didn't sign up for ICW to deal with this garbage. I signed up for ICW to be the top guy, and that's exactly what I am right now. 2012 is going to be my year. Lucha Fest is on my birthday, and you know what? On my birthday, March 30th, that's exactly what I'll do. I'll get the contendership title for spot for the title, and I'm just going to take my title back, plain and simple. And Roman, you might want to come to the next following shows. By the way, January 14th, we will have Battle Rumble, and you can come to the show. I mean, Roman, well, I'm personally inviting you. I will pay for your ticket for you to sit down in front of that ring, and you're going to watch how I shine, my friend. You're going to watch my team K5, who are, by the way, tag team champions. You're going to watch them defend their titles, and they're going to retain the titles. And then at the main event, you'll watch me win that Battle Rumble just like I know I can.
Well, Vega, I think I'll take your offer there. Front row seats, I can't go wrong with that. And by the way, if you guys want to speak to Vega, 714-868-0222 is the number to talk to Vega. And you could also tweet us at RomanDH. Let's try to take this caller here. For some reason, I think he's been having some issues. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. I guess he's just trying to listen to the program. But that being said, Vega, so you're claiming that your title was stolen.
Yes.
How so? You said you defeated both of these men, Mannix and Jay Biggs. But how was your belt literally stolen? I mean, was it taken away from your house?
First of all, the referee was blind. I mean, every referee has been blind, apparently. I mean, I don't know about you, but every time I watch either WWE or TNA, I mean, you name it, all these referees are kind of like dumb, if you ask me. They don't know when a guy is kicking out. They don't know when a guy is holding on to the rope and it's a rope break. I mean, these things happen. And, of course, like, I don't know what the problem is with ICW today. I mean, let me tell you something. But there is a poison in ICW. I mean, Joker, it goes down to Joker. It goes down to Mannix, Jay Biggs, and all these people who shouldn't even be on the top. It should be me. I'm the guy that brought ICW to the top in 2011. I'm the guy that everyone spoke about in ICW. Half of the fans that come to every one of our shows come for me. I mean, they won't admit it because they're kind of stupid anyways. So but it's fine. You know what? I was champion in 2011, finally, after almost 4 years of being in ICW.
I finally took what was mine. And that's exactly what I'll do in 2012. I mean, it's not that hard. You know what I mean? I took these guys, K5, formed K5, and took ICW by the balls. And that's exactly what I'll do in 2012, Roman. I mean, it's no brainer. And the hashtag bag that I have going on there, you know, that's just my catchphrase. Because, you know, girls call me douchebags, and everybody calls me douchebag. But I am, you know what I mean? I mean, not only a player, but hey, I'm a douchebag. It's fine. I have learned to accept it.
If it worked for Charlie Sheen, it could work for you, man. You'll always be winning. Let's take this phone call here real quickly. Caller on the end of the Roman Show, you have a question for our guest, Vega? Hello, caller.
Caller, ask away. It's your only chance.
You see, they listen.
I feel
caller on the air.
Vega is the next generation superstar. I feel that he's going to, you know, rise up and do everything. And I just want to know what his opinions are for his next, you know, his next accomplishment in his wrestling career.
Thank you. Vega?
Well, caller, I appreciate that. You know, finally somebody smart that knows how to appreciate a true champion. And you know what's next for me? Just like I told Roman, you know, 2012 is my year. It's going to be my year. I know I did a lot of amazing and beautiful things in 2011, but 2012 is exactly my year, and I'm going to take ICW by the balls. I'm going to get almost every title there is to get in ICW, and hopefully beyond that. But, you know, right now my focus is to take down all my opponents in ICW. First off, you know, caller and everybody out there who's listening, my number one rival has always been Michael Mannix. I mean, I can't stand the guy. And I'm pretty sure all these people listening right now know who Michael Mannix is. And, you know, Roman, so you can add another thing you don't know about me. Before I was trained by the legendary Rusty Brooks, I was trained by Michael Mannix for a bit. He taught me a few things, a headlock, I mean, basic maneuvers. So at first we started off as friends, but the guy is now my biggest rival. I can't stand the man. I hate him. I took the title from him, and I'm pretty sure he got my attention on that one. And I think in 2012, I want to show him a few of my own lessons that I need to show him that he hasn't known. And, you know,
a student versus teacher matchup, huh?
I don't even care. Right now, it's former champion against former champion. I was a student back then 3-4 years ago. Now look at me. And I'm pretty sure he knows who he's dealing with now. So I know, you know what, Roman? He's also listening to the show. And I know he has a few things to say about me, and I don't care. But when I mean he's my biggest rival, I mean he is the biggest rival. I mean, the guy weighs like, what, 350 pounds? So, hey.
Go ahead, Gabe.
And let me ask you something. Let me just ask you this real last question, Vega.
Sure.
And this is a personal question because, you know, me and you are boys. You know, we understand that Mr. Roman is a douchebag for not even having you on the show before. I have this rivalry because I have this rivalry, right, with a guy that he even took me a segment, Cage on Cage, which I'm pretty sure you were a fan of too. Cage on Cage, he took my segment away and gave it to a guy, a jabroni named Johnny Knockout. Would you be in my corner when I go ahead and challenge Johnny Knockout in the squared circle? Would you be in my corner?
I will be in your corner there anytime you need me, bro. You know, when the referee's not looking, I'll get involved. But, of course, I never said that.
Cage, you're attacking me out here. You're using The Rock's catchphrases. You can't even come up with your own damn words. Look at the chat room here. I just asked a question if Cage really sucks. And the numbers are amazing here. Everyone's just saying yes, yes, yes. Everyone thinks you suck.
Everyone thinks you suck.
Well, let me explain something to all those people that think I suck. Here's the difference between me and Vega and them. Me and Vega are here. Where are they? They're typing their little fat fingers on a computer. So you know what? When you're in the level of me and the Golden Star Vega, then come talk to us.
Have some respect for our listeners, Cage. Come on. I'm going to hashtag you a douchebag.
Yeah, hey, Cage, don't worry about it, bro. Hey, I faced it too last year when nobody thought I was going to be ICW champion, and guess what? I took it. I did it. So, Cage, don't worry, bro. You got this. You know, I'll be in your corner whenever you need me, and I'm pretty sure great things will happen to you in 2012 just like myself. Cage, don't
Thank
worry
you.
About it.
Thank you, Vega. Thank you, Vega. Hey, you and me will go to the gym together, bro.
No problem, bro. Anytime.
Cage, what was the last
we'll be douchebags together and get some chicks.
Cage, when was the last time you lifted a 5-pound dumbbell? Come on, don't lie to me. Hey, Vega, what can people find out as far as your upcoming match, whether it be on Facebook or Twitter? Where can they keep up with you, Vega?
Well, right now, they can follow me on Twitter at Real Vega. I have all my upcoming matches and flyers coming up there, so they can catch me there. But if they want to come to the next upcoming show, the first show of 2012 is going to be Battle Rumble, January the 14th. They can also go to ICWMiami.com. Look for me. I have a profile there. I have all my movesets, anything they want to know, videos, you name it. Everything is there. Of course, you can also reach me at my Twitter account, just like I said, at RealVega.com. Ask me anything that you want, and I will respond to you whenever I feel like it, because I have a busy life and I have to be a douchebag 24/7. Of course, that's not an easy task to do, Roman.
Or Vega. So you said then your fight is on January 13th?
January 14th, Roman. Come on, focus.
Sorry, it's just the UFC 142 is taking place. Aldo versus Mendes. You guys better be showing that fight one way or another.
Well, you know, Roman, I told you, I want you there. And I want you by my corner. You're going to be rooting for me whether you like me or not.
All right, I'll consider that. Let's take a quick phone call here. Carl, you're on the end of the Roman show. You have a question for our guest or Cage or myself?
We'll see, Vega.
Caller on the air.
Caller,
you're on the air. You just need to turn down the volume there on your computer speaker or your iPhone or wherever you're listening to us from.
Yeah, turn down. I'm on.
There you go. You have a question?
Well, actually, not really a question. It's all to your little friend, Johnny Cage or need to beat any Cage.
Huh.
Okay, what do you got to say to him?
He really, okay, I'm new here. This is my second week hearing this because I'm here with Lorraine Knockout, a.k.a. my mother. Now, I'm a big, well, not a big yet, but I'm a fan to Johnny Knockout. And if Johnny needs to be in a Cage, has a problem with that. Like, really, he's just hating and jealous on Johnny Knockout. Like, Johnny will whip his butt all day, any day, and I can put money on that.
Thank you so very much. Look at that, Cage. They just don't like you. Vega, your boy here is just not cutting it for us, man.
Well, Cage, you know what?
Cage, don't worry. There's going to be haters. There's going to be haters, but you got this. You know what? You got this.
Well, you know what, Vega? Listen to this. This is, and I want you to hear this, Mr. Roman, while I'm on the line here, actually while you're still on the line before you cut my mic off, I want now to officially, because I see you feeding the fans this like a little piece of fish or a little worm feeding the fish. You know what? I want to make a new challenge because I even hear your little girlfriend back there. I want to say is myself and Vega versus Johnny Knockout and yes. How about you, Mr. Roman?
Oh, you're going to bring the big old mighty stick back in the ring. Okay.
Don't worry. Come on, Fabulous Hart, Richard Hart.
And get my name right. Fabulous Richard Hart. Let's take one phone call here, another caller. Caller, you on the end of the Roman show.
Fabulous Richard.
Caller, you on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the end of the Roman show.
Hi, this is Lorraine Knockout.
Hey, Lorraine, how's it going? Welcome to the Roman show.
Hi, how are you going?
All right. What do you guys have to say to this pathetic of a co-host, Stephen Cage?
Well, he had something to say about us sitting back behind the computer and typing. Since I've been listening, I call almost every time. So I don't have to sit behind the computer and type what I have to say. He's been sitting there talking about Johnny and downgrading Johnny, but when I first started listening, he had nothing but good things to say about Johnny.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your take there. Vega, Cage.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm going to convince Johnny tag team match. You picked the spot. You picked the location. Let's do this. I'm in.
You heard that, Vega? It's myself and you versus Mr. Roman and Johnny Knockout.
Now, Cage, are you in the bathroom? Because it seems like you're echoing there. Like if you're in a bathroom stall.
No, come on, Cage. No bathroom.
All right. You know what? I'm always up for a challenge. So if it's you and me, Cage, teaming up with these, you know, jabronis or whatever you want to rock phrase you want to call it, I'm down. I don't care. You know what, Cage? I'll take care of everything. So you don't have to worry about it. Keep doing your bathroom, you know, thing that you're doing in the background. That's fine.
But anyway, I get your point.
But thank you very much, Vega, for calling in. Now, personally, I want to get this Johnny Knockout, you know, taken care of right here, live on the line. All these people here on the chat room are asking for Johnny Knockout. Let's get Johnny on the line and get this challenge rolling.
Vega, thanks so much, man, and I'll consider your take there going out to your next event, right, man? Thanks so much. You're always welcome on the show, man.
Thank you, Roman. I'll see you January 14th, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much, Vega. All right, Cage, with that being said, I think it is time to bring our friend Johnny Knockout into the program, as the people have been requesting for him. They've been asking for him, so it's only just a matter of time till we get the man of the hour, Johnny Knockout, on the Roman Show. As everyone, Cage, has been bashing you. I think we're going to have to even, don't make me do it. We're going to have to do like a little Iowa caucus here and have a survey. Who would be a better host, Cage or Johnny Knockout?
Well,
are you still typing there? Are you telling people to go chat in the room and support you? Is that what you're trying to do? Is that a scheme you're trying to pull off?
Personally, if I could do that, I would.
Oh,
but that's our producer here, George, right next to us, you know, typing away on his computer.
All right. Johnny Knockout, how are you, sir? Welcome to the Roman Show, sir. Are you excited to debut your segment here tonight?
Who the hell is this? Oh, Jesus, would you let me talk, son?
Go ahead, Johnny.
This is Knockout's Palace, Abe speaking. How can I help you?
Johnny, how are you, sir?
Hey, what the hell are you doing with the phone? Give me that phone. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get back inside.
Guys, hello. Hi, this is me, Johnny Knockout. Sorry, that was Abe. He's my butler. He likes the sauce.
Johnny,
it has to be the funny guy.
Welcome to the Roman
about?
Show.
Hey, when you look like me and you make the money I make, you can afford a butler. You wouldn't know nothing about that. I'm guessing that's Cage, right?
Yeah, that's Cage, the most hated.
We're off to a great start in the new year, I see.
Happy New Year,
guys.
Hey, happy New Year to you, Johnny. And as we start this new year, we start this new segment of Johnny Knockout, as we are excited to have you on the show, my man.
Well, I'm excited to be here. I was really looking forward to this. So I don't know if it's the weather outside, it's like 20 degrees out, or if it's just from pure excitement, but my nipples are hard right now as we speak. I'm in anticipation.
Well, let me just say that you have 20-degree weather. We have 40-degree weather down here in Miami, Florida, which is something new. I had to grab some chapstick, actually, and put it on my lips. I never use a darn thing. You know, Cage earlier today said that it was unmanly for me to put chapstick. But come on, you got to look good, right, Johnny?
I use chapstick. In fact, I was cleaning my laundry the other day, and the chapstick was in my pocket, and it turned to liquid. I was pretty upset about this.
You got to hate what happens.
The ladies like a man with soft lips. Trust me, I know.
See, learn from Johnny Cage. That's the reason why you're still with that blow up doll of yours.
Well, let me.
Tammy, right? I don't know about that. Just guessing.
The segment begins. I want to just lay out this challenge to my new radio partner, unfortunately. Earlier, I don't know if you've been listening to the show, Johnny, but earlier today, we had this guest, the Golden Star, Vega, from the local Miami scene. And basically, Vega and myself, we challenged not only Mr. Roman, but we challenged you to a tag team match in the squared circle if you ever visited Miami. Now, here's the question.
You know who you remind me of over there? You, anybody out there in Radio Land, you ever watch The Honeymooners? You sound like, what is his name, Norton? Hey, Norton. Oh. you sound like his upstairs, his neighbor upstairs. I would get, it doesn't matter, me, Mr. Roman, we can get you in the ring. We can get Edward Norton or Orton, whatever heck your name is, in Vega from Street Fighter anytime you want.
Then the challenge is on. It's going to be Mr. Roman and Johnny Knockout versus myself and Vega. I'll be waiting for you to come down to Miami, Johnny, for this.
Who's covering my expenses?
The Roman Show will.
Wait, we can work something out. We can work something out.
Anytime I can get down to the beach and drink a non-alcoholic drink on the beach and kick a little ass, I'm down for it.
We got it. We got you, Knockout. We got you, man. Don't worry about that. We'll make sure to make it happen here and prove the Cage that he stinks.
I got a fan base in Miami, by the way. It's the JKO Army Miami chapter. So
there we go. There we go.
I'd like to give a shout-out. This is a Knockout shout-out for Crystal Barbera. You can find her on Twitter and Facebook. She's one of the Johnny Knockout's Army members. She's been with us since day one. And she actually lives down in Miami. And hopefully, Crystal, you are listening tonight. She went down to your city hall and changed her name to Crystal Knockout. You can check her Twitter. It says it on there.
Nice. And look at everyone there telling Cage to shut up. All right, Knockout, let's start this segment. Yeah. Let's start this segment as far as your take on what is happening in the world of pro wrestling. Let's start off first with the return of Chris Jericho. Your thoughts?
My thoughts? I think you said Chris or me?
Yeah, and Jericho, your thoughts on his return last night and the way that WWE did it.
I think it's fantastic. I was a little confused at first myself. Whenever you're not in the ring, you're automatically a fan and you're a viewer. You don't know what's going on in the ring unless it's, you're the one in there kicking butt. But I was thrown off the first. He had me just like he had everybody else waiting about 10 minutes for him to say a word. And I immediately thought that he was going to totally, can the fans and say something, but from what I picked up on that, I think that's the beginning of a little. I think Jericho has something up those bright sleeves of his. If anybody watched last night, they would see that he had one of those light up jackets. Well, I don't think he's there for the fanfare, man. I think he's there to throw it in everybody's face. I don't know if things have been hearing about him in the news or whatever. He doesn't seem to be too respectful of his fans these days, so unlike myself. So I think we'll give it some time. I think we're going to see a very different, odd Chris Jericho. I'm actually a fan of his. I like Chris. I like Chris Jericho.
All right. Your thoughts on the ending of last night's Monday Night Raw when Kane came out of nowhere, bringing Zack Ryder under the ring, and then they finish off with a huge fireball while Cena and Zack Ryder looked away. Your thoughts?
My thoughts right away of Kane is actually one of my top three favorites of all time. Anybody that knows me well will know that. Personally, I don't even like the fact that Kane is talking. That's my opinion. Obviously, this is Johnny Knockout's reality opinion. I don't like the fact that he's talking. I mean, I think that takes away from him being a whole, mysterious badass, that's the Kane that I know and love and the one I grew up watching. But it's a new day. It's a new age, and I understand why they're doing certain things and how they're portraying him. But I think it's an element of surprise. I think it's pretty cool how they can, put extra theatrics into it and have him set things ablaze like he used to be. How does his line go? The fire still burns. I mean, I think Zack Ryder got lucky.
Your match between CM Punk and Dolph Ziggler, which we saw a little bit of grappling to get the match started, we haven't seen that in WWE in quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, Dolph Ziggler is... He's very quick in there. Even a guy like CM Punk, who's very crafty, he's very very articulate and just the way he speaks. And, that doesn't – he backs it up in the ring, But it was a pretty cool match. I don't like the way it ended, if that's what you're asking. I think it's a little cheap that the
talent relations and executive vice president of Raw.
or GM, whoever the hell, he can't even get it right. Why should I? I think that was just better leading to something. I mean, I wanted to see this guy get his ass kicked, so I think they're definitely leading up to that. So
overall, Monday Night Raw, what would you say in your opinion on last night's show?
I think it could have been a lot better. And not just because I'm not there yet, by the way. But, no, I just, it was, I don't know. I kind of felt, maybe it's because all of us fans just want the answers too quick or not. I mean, that's the kind of day and age we live in. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those people. I'm very old school in my mentality, but just wasn't doing it for me. I don't know. I found myself skipping through a lot of the video.
I'm just curious to find out, Knockout, who that she is. You know, in that video, they kept on mentioning she has the answer. She. But who is she? Could it be Stephanie McMahon? We think the combo of Jericho and Stephanie McMahon work together.
Well, I think Triple H should somehow be involved if that's the case. But if not, I do remember CM Punk giving Stephanie a hard time back in a couple of months ago.
Yep.
So who knows? There might be some lead up to that. I dig it, man. I don't have the answer for that. I speculated on who it was going to be last night. I mean, the Jake Hill Army thought it was going to be Johnny Knockout. But maybe they were just having some fun at my expense. Still, I told them to shush.
Okay.
But, eventually. But believe me, when I get there, it won't be anything quiet. I'll make sure everybody knows and sees me coming a mile away.
We have one question here from Lorraine, and this is just a news that broke out, earlier today, that Rob Van Dam could be returning to the World Wrestling Entertainment. So the question is, do you think RVD still has it? He just turned 41 years old last month, RVD.
And isn't Booker T the same age, and Booker T could still whoop that ass? Yeah, of course. I don't think Rob Van Dam will never have it. I'm a fan of his as well. You know, he's very unique, unorthodox, but a guy like him who's very spiritual and, you know, he's got his mind right. I don't think there'll ever be any stop to Rob Van Dam. I think as, you know, guys get older, they may need to change their approach a little bit. Certainly doesn't look like he missed too many steps, but he could still hang in there. And I hear his kicks are, like, tremendously stiff. So, yeah, I think Rob Van Dam still got it. Hell yeah.
All right. Well, Johnny, just want to open the phone call next week. Next week, you, the fans, will be able to interact with Johnny and ask him questions as far as pro wrestling goes. So you can either tweet us or tweet Johnny himself or call in live next week and ask Johnny personally here on his new segment on Johnny Knockout, which we are excited to have Johnny here. All the way in Ohio, huh, Johnny, where it's freezing out there. Is it snowing?
Is it snowing here in New York?
I mean, oh, you're in New York now. Okay. Is it
Ohio.
Snowing out there? I thought you were in Ohio.
Oh,
there for a
buddy,
time.
You better get your facts straight. I'm the Empire State's own Johnny Knockout, cinematic superstar, the twisted seal and sex appeal. I know that's so 80s, and I don't give a damn.
I had you confused since you had wrestled there for some time. I had to confuse there. My apologies. But, you know, out here in Miami.
Damn it. Rangers, baby. Rangers.
We're out here in Miami. We're 40-something degrees on now. We're going to be 35, and you just told me it's 20 degrees out there. So, for us,
poor you. 40 degrees. Poor you. I would be able to go out in a tank top. Hey, I still go out in a tank top. Whatever.
Hey, you'll be able to go to the beach. We won't.
Speaking of fans, I don't mean to be rude, and I'm always speaking to host here, but it's very important. You mentioned the fans, and you know, I've been promoting this. I've been promoting the Roman Show on the Twitter at JKO Reality, on the Facebook, the Johnny Knockout Reality, and all of the official JKO Army Johnny Knockout fan page here on Facebook. I set up I think it was that day. I said the first 5 likes are going to get a mention on the Roman Show. I'd like to do that now if I can.
Yeah, absolutely, Johnny, man. That's more than likely to do it. You can do whatever like you want out here. But listen, Johnny, I want to welcome all the fans tomorrow, next Tuesday, to call in 714-868-0222 or tweet us at Roman DH. or tweet Johnny, and you can go ahead and write down your question, and we will answer it here on The Roman Show next week. And Johnny, I know you're still working on possibly coming out here to Miami, but the NWA Ring Warriors are going to have an event later this month here in January, and next week we're actually going to have one of the gentlemen who is a part of the company, and we will be giving away a free pair of tickets to the NWA show where Billy Gunn's going to be a part of it, and the Headbangers are also going to be a part of it. So it's a huge show we're going to have in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Tune in next Monday. Call in, and you might have the chance to win a pair of tickets to the NWA show. With that being said, at that show, they're going to be giving away free WrestleMania tickets. I think they're going to give a free pair of WrestleMania tickets at that show later this month. Johnny, thanks so much, man, and we look forward to speaking to you next week and have the whole JKO army call in next week and ask you questions. As we're seeing people all the way from Canada, there was someone over there in the Middle East. They follow you everywhere, Johnny.
Hell yeah. Here's my opinion, because you didn't let me finish my thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm a very curt person, so I hope you don't take that the wrong way. I totally respect your show and me being on it. I'd just like to get these guys' names here, because sure. This is the JKO Army. These are the people that make it happen for every one of us, so I'd like to get their names out there.
Sure, go ahead.
First on the list, William McPhail. Second on the list, and she's from Tampa, Florida, Lindsay Hauser. We got Jackie Ellis, Daniel Murphy from right here in New York, and Christy Lynn Wheeler. They're all knockouts. They're all now newly tuned into the Roman Show. So I want to thank you guys. I want to thank these five knockouts, and I want to say that I look forward to speaking with you guys in the future right here on the Roman Show. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for having me again.
There you go, Johnny. Thank you so much, and stay warm over there somehow, some way.
Yeah, no problem. I just go look in the mirror. That'll heat me up.
There you go, Johnny. Thanks so much, man. We look forward to speaking to you next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
All righty, and with that being said, guys, hey, and tune in on Thursday night here on The Roman Show as we will talk mixed martial arts. We're going to have Strike Force challenger Jorge Masvidal, who challenged Gilbert Melendez last month for the lightweight championship belt. He's going to tell us about his future and what he looks forward to doing inside the cage, maybe even possibly jumping into the UFC or staying in Strike Force. We have the full details as far as Jorge Masvidal here on The Roman Show this Thursday at 10 p.m. We're also going to speak about Brock Lesnar's retirement and how he was defeated by Alistair Overeem this past Saturday. And with that being said, Cage, and I think we never asked Johnny about this, but do you think ever Brock Lesnar returning to the WWE just one more time?
Even Jim Ross is saying it right now for that dumb question, that not in 2012, but maybe 2013 might see a good one-time appearance for Brock Lesnar. And if he does come in, it'll probably be for a WrestleMania.
Yep.
So stick up to your news, man. And on top of that, let me also mention one thing here. I see here before we end our show, and of course before we pitch the guests for next week, why don't you take a look at the chat room real quick and look at what Luna Girl wrote to you specifically while I go ahead and promote the show for next week.
Shoot.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, next week, of course, you'll have me again. Yes, you heard it. Me. But on top of that, you're going to also have the Dark City Fight Club. For whoever follows Ring of Honor or Big Time Independence, you must know of the Dark City Fight Club. Corey, Chavis, and John, they will be here next week from the NWA. They're the NWA Tag Team Champions. And on top of that, we're also going to have the owner and CEO of the NWA Ringmaster Show next week, Howard Brody, if I'm correct, is his name.
Yeah, and he's not the owner, sir. He is not the owner.
Okay, what is he? Is he the booker? What is he?
Yeah, he's more of the talent relations or as far as the press. He deals with the press, sir. So get your facts straight.
Anyway, and then, of course, fans. God, I hate doing this. Fans, of course, the lines will be open next week.
This week, we gave it a run for its money by the host, showing you the fans of how it's going to work. But next week, Johnny Knockout will be back again for segment number 2 of JKO's Reality Opinion, where the fans themselves can call about wrestling, can call about personal, can call about anything you guys want, and ask him for his opinion. It could be from how do I look like in this dress to what do you think of this current WWE wrestler. He will give you his straight-up opinion, as he always has. Call in next week, same time, same channel, same date. You don't want to miss next week's episode.
No, we don't. And again, we're going to be giving away those free tickets to the NWA Ring Warriors. That is next Tuesday here in the Roman Show. We're going to have Howard Brody, the COO of NWA, will be calling in, talking about NWA and what decided the company to return to South Florida, the National Guard Armory. And the event will take place on January 18th. And they have a great lineup there for you, as the Headbangers are going to be a part of it. Christina Vanieri is going to be a part of it. Billy Gunn, Badass Billy Gunn, the Headbangers, are going to be taking on the Dark City Fight Club. Also, Chance Profit and Tokyo Monster Cahagas, they're going to be going at it. So a great card they got set up. And they're going to let us in on some more information as far as what they're going to be involved when WrestleMania comes to South Florida. So stay tuned here to the Roman Show for the update, up-to-date news and all the details of NWA and future shows during the WrestleMania weekend, because it's going to be packed. You got 2 Ring of Honor shows. We got Dragon's Gate shows. We got an NWA show. And we've even got independent pro wrestling shows down here locally that are going to be having some programs. Guys, the number to call is 714-868-0222. Let's take a quick phone call here, Cage. Probably on the end of the Roman Show. You have a suggestion, question, something to say? Caller?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the Roman Show. You have something to say?
Me? Oh, hi. I didn't know I was back on.
Yeah, you're online. You're on
yeah,
the line.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the Roman
Show.
Well,
as I hear that Johnny did accept the challenge with need to be in the cage guy person, whatever his name is. Like, I can't wait for that match to come, because I will find a way down to Florida to be up front to watch that match as watching Johnny beat the crap out of Cage.
Thank you. Well, there you go, Cage. People want to see this match, and I'm more than happy to do it. And
well,
if you're up for him, man.
And look, I'm going to break.
Just take your head out of the toilet bowl there, man, because it seems like you're talking from the toilet bowl.
Let me say something here right quick. Let me break my stone behavior here and say this real quick. You know, Roman, I'm pretty sure you'll agree with me on this, and so will my dumb rival, Johnny Knockout. He'll back up his last name all right, because I'm going to knock him out in the squared circle. But how about we do this? Whenever the event takes place, why don't we do this show or this one match event, which I'm pretty sure everyone will tune in to see, for charity? Why don't the fans email you, Mr. Roman, these different charity companies, whether it be for children, clothes, or something? You know, why don't you, why don't they email you, Mr. Roman, and we'll set this show up for charity?
I'm good. Hey, we can do that. That sounds great to me. That sounds like a great, great, great idea, and we can do that with time. Email us, romandh@yahoo.com. You can find out their information or suggestions. You can email us there. And guys, find us on Twitter @romandh. And if you happen to have missed the show, head on over to rodolphoroman.com. You can listen to the entire show. Just look for the archive there. The entire show at rodolphoroman.com. Find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RodolphoRoman. Make sure you click on the fan page there and you click on the like button and suggest it to all of your friends. Okay,
and to all you fans, in that chat room, shut up. He will not break me. He will not break me like a mirror. I am going to break him. So all of you, shush.
I'm ready for it, man. It's just a matter of time until that happens. With that being said, that pretty much wraps up the first edition of the Roman Show Pro Wrestling in the year 2012, which many more to come. And look out for the commercial. It's going to be badass. All right, guys. Good night, and please tune in this Thursday at 10 p.m. as we will have Jorge Masvidal on the Roman Show MMA. Good night, guys, from a very cold and chilly Miami, Florida.